Question 1. You hear a conversation between a man and a woman at a party.
Hi, we met recently at a conference in Manchester, didn't we?
Yes, that's right. I was there to give a talk on property development for the company I work for.
That sounds exciting. Do you like the job?
Yes. The company is based in London, so I have to commute from Birmingham every day, but it doesn't take too long, and I enjoy what I do.
Hi, we met recently at a conference in Manchester, didn't we?
Yes, that's right. I was there to give a talk on property development for the company I work for.
That sounds exciting. Do you like the job?
Yes. The company is based in London, so I have to commute from Birmingham every day, but it doesn't take too long, and I enjoy what I do.
Question 2. You hear an interview on the radio with a cyclist.
And I understand you're about to start on another journey.
Not for a few months yet. I'm still recovering from the last trip.
That was through Europe, wasn't it?
Well, part of Europe. From the north of Spain. I started across the border in France, down through Spain to the south of the country. It was a fantastic trip, and easier than my previous ride in Switzerland, when I had trouble with...
And I understand you're about to start on another journey.
Not for a few months yet. I'm still recovering from the last trip.
That was through Europe, wasn't it?
Well, part of Europe. From the north of Spain. I started across the border in France, down through Spain to the south of the country. It was a fantastic trip, and easier than my previous ride in Switzerland, when I had trouble with...
Question 3. You hear a guide talking to visitors in an art gallery.
Welcome to the Archon Gallery. This afternoon, we'll be looking at the new exhibition, as well as our permanent collections. If you've been here before, you'll notice the place has been decorated, so it's easier to appreciate the paintings. Unfortunately, the builders also damaged the beautiful tiled flooring there. And we won't be going into the main hall, as the paintings there are being rearranged. Anyway, if you'll follow me, you'll see... Welcome to the Archon Gallery. This afternoon, we'll be looking at the new exhibition, as well as our permanent collections. If you've been here before, you'll notice the place has been decorated, so it's easier to appreciate the paintings. Unfortunately, the builders also damaged the beautiful tiled flooring there. And we won't be going into the main hall, as the paintings there are being rearranged. Anyway, if you'll follow me, you'll see...
Question 4. You hear a man talking to a police officer.
Is everything all right, sir?
Not really. I'm locked out of my car. We parked it here and went into town, but then my wife couldn't find the keys. She's gone to see if she's left them in one of the shops.
Do you need the number of an emergency service?
Thanks, but I should be okay. My wife will be back soon, and we have a spare set of keys at home.
Is everything all right, sir?
Not really. I'm locked out of my car. We parked it here and went into town, but then my wife couldn't find the keys. She's gone to see if she's left them in one of the shops.
Do you need the number of an emergency service?
Thanks, but I should be okay. My wife will be back soon, and we have a spare set of keys at home.
Question 5. You hear a customer talking to a waiter in a cafe.
Good morning, madam. Are you ready to order?
I'd like a cup of coffee, please, and something to eat. Have you got a menu?
Here you are. We've got some lovely soup today.
Oh, yes, it smells fantastic. Oh, and the sandwiches look lovely too. I think I'll have one of them. I'd better avoid the cream cakes, though they do look delicious.
Good morning, madam. Are you ready to order?
I'd like a cup of coffee, please, and something to eat. Have you got a menu?
Here you are. We've got some lovely soup today.
Oh, yes, it smells fantastic. Oh, and the sandwiches look lovely too. I think I'll have one of them. I'd better avoid the cream cakes, though they do look delicious.
Question 6. You hear a student leaving a message on an answering machine.
Hi, Mum. The exams begin first thing tomorrow morning, and you know what I'm like at that time of the day. Oh, I hope I can concentrate. I've done loads of revision, but I don't feel ready. I missed a couple of lectures this term, and I don't know enough about one particular topic. Anyway, I'll call you tomorrow to let you know how it went. Hi, Mum. The exams begin first thing tomorrow morning, and you know what I'm like at that time of the day. Oh, I hope I can concentrate. I've done loads of revision, but I don't feel ready. I missed a couple of lectures this term, and I don't know enough about one particular topic. Anyway, I'll call you tomorrow to let you know how it went.
Question 7. You hear a woman called Judy talking on the phone to her friend Martin. Hi, Martin. It's Judy. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Are we still going to the party together?
I'm going, yes. But don't worry about giving me a lift. I'm going to share a taxi with my flatmate. But I was going to ask if I could pop round later to collect my phone. I left it there yesterday.
Yes, sure. I'll see you later.
Hi, Martin. It's Judy. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Are we still going to the party together?
I'm going, yes. But don't worry about giving me a lift. I'm going to share a taxi with my flatmate. But I was going to ask if I could pop round later to collect my phone. I left it there yesterday.
Yes, sure. I'll see you later.
Question 8. You hear a footballer talking about his career.
Well, Dave, how do you feel when you look back at your career?
I've been fortunate enough to play for some top teams. It's a pity I was injured earlier in the season. If I hadn't missed those games, I might have broken the club record for most games played. I've had a few yellow cards, sure, but my discipline record has been good, I think. All in all, I'm most pleased about being voted Player of the Year last season.
Well, Dave, how do you feel when you look back at your career?
I've been fortunate enough to play for some top teams. It's a pity I was injured earlier in the season. If I hadn't missed those games, I might have broken the club record for most games played. I've had a few yellow cards, sure, but my discipline record has been good, I think. All in all, I'm most pleased about being voted Player of the Year last season.